one of those in the winning lineup on, well, I guess it was yesterday or Sunday now, is Kaylin Kyle, midfielder. Big historic game for her, 100th cap. But the interesting part about Kaylin is that she's from Saskatoon. So, Kaylin, I got to ask you, how does a kid from Saskatoon grow up wanting to be a pro soccer player?
You know what? It all started just when I went to the U19 championship games in Edmonton, and I kind of fell in love for it there, and I knew that's when I wanted to really try to make it on the national team.
Kaylin, when you hit a milestone like you did and the number of games you've played representing the country, talk to us about what it means on a personal level, because it's coming right in the middle, of course, of a World Cup, and there's so much going on, but I'm sure you stop and reflect and you go, boy, you know what, this is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I don't think I really thought too much of it going into the game, but definitely after the match, my teammates gave me a card and a little gift, and it kind of really like hit home being, I mean, only 26 years old and already having 100 games for Canada is pretty amazing, and I feel so fortunate and blessed. And I mean, to do it with this group of ladies and then to do it on that stage, I mean, I don't think you could have asked for a better 100th cap ever. So I'm extremely lucky, and I think it just made it that much better that we got the win last night.
So people have been talking constantly about the team's play so far and some wanting to see more from this squad. How's the team feeling about the play so far in this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we all know we haven't played our best game, but I think that's the best part about the situation we're in. I mean, we finished top of our pool where we wanted to finish. We won our game last night, and now we're in the quarters. So I think, I mean, for us, is we didn't peak game one. We didn't peak game two, three, or four. So I think for us, we're in the best situation possible. I mean, we're winning games, and we're in the quarters now against England. We just found out this afternoon. So I think for us, it's just, you know, putting together those 90-minute performances now at the peak time in the tournament where we need to win, and it's a knockout now. So I think for us, you're always going to have media that's against you. But, I mean, once we start winning games, you'll see them all jump on the bandwagon and want interviews here and there. So it's kind of funny how that all works.
That is the truth for sure. Kaylin Kyle is with us from Canada's women's soccer team. Roger Lajoie, Dan Riccio, Sportsnet tonight. Kaylin, talk to us about the difference when you do get to the knockout stage, because regardless, people can say about the first round, well, you only won the one game and the scoring was down, but you managed to get through. But end of the day, there's always a second life. There has not been a time up until the last game that you had to worry about lose and you're out. Is the pressure, it's got to be a lot more intense to get to this stage.
Yeah, I think the pressure is way higher, obviously, in the knockout rounds. And I mean, that comes with the territory. I think it's, you know, if you lose, you're done. Your World Cup's over and you go home and you get to, you know, you watch that other team walk off the field like happy with a win. So I think for us now, it's like it's do or die time. And it's everything that we've been working on the past 3 years and to really kind of leave everything out on the field. And that's the best part about our team is we have 23 players that have their role and know their role and are just ready to be called on whenever, whatever that role is. So I think that's the best part about our team is just we're so connected on and off the field that, I mean, it doesn't matter who's on the pitch, we have each other's back. So I think we're just looking forward to this next match coming up.
It's now just one goal in four games for this team. Mm-hmm. Does this team really pride itself on its defense?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, you look at the likes of Katie Shippey-Cannon and Alicia Chapman, and Alicia wasn't even in the program a couple months back. So to see her come in and excel and do so well for us in that left-back role, and then Katie Shippey-Cannon at such a young age, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, she shouldn't even have played last night, and she just pushed through it. And it's just remarkable to see someone like that just has so much, you know, pride and so much skill at such a young age. It's remarkable. And I love having players like that come in because it really pushes us to be better every day.
Kaylin, let's talk about the difference this World Cup compared to the last one. Last one was very disappointing. This one in your home country, and you're doing so phenomenally well. You talk about a night and day experience between 2011 and 2015.
I mean, it is night and day. We finished last at the last World Cup, so those are just the facts. And this one, I mean, we're doing well. We're exactly where we wanted to be, but that really stems down to our coaching staff and how well they've prepared us. I mean, we came into this tournament knowing exactly where we wanted to be as of right now, and we're there. And, you know, just our structure and how we want to play And like I said before, I mean, we haven't played. We know we haven't played as well as we wanted to, but none of us are nervous about that or scared because we know it'll come at the right time. We know we'll peak at the right time, and we trust our coaching staff. And I mean, you look at us on the field and physically last night, we were fitter than the other team. So I think that just helps us. And I mean, they've done all their research and have prepped us so much. So it's been pretty remarkable to see all of our hard work paying off in these big games.
Kaylin Kyle, our guest here on Sportsnet tonight, recently 100 caps for the Canadian women's national team. So, Kaylin, I heard one pundit today talking about the team and how they should be happy with a quarterfinal appearance. What's your response to that?
I would love to know who that is. No, I mean, obviously you're going to have all those people that, you know, be happy with a quarterfinal appearance, but I think we're all such competitors and we want to strive for the best. And, you know, people said that about us going into the Olympics, that we weren't even going to make it out of our group. So I think for us, it's kind of not proving people wrong, but proving kind of to the world that, you know, we deserve to be here and we want to be here. But it's, you know, it doesn't, like, it comes with a lot of hard work. And I think that's what people forget. It's like behind the scenes is they really don't know how much this team's like put in and how much pride we have and how passionate we are to play for Canada. And I think the fans that are coming out to the games and tuning in and watching have seen that, or who's and following us on our social media, that we really show like we're just ordinary people. And, you know, we're just so passionate every time we put on that jersey and really proud to represent Canada at this stage.
So how much do you know about England and how do you prepare for the next stage of the tournament when you get down to the nitty gritty here? Because obviously you want to keep playing right to the final.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we just played England in our send-off match in Toronto and Hamilton. So we just played them recently, and, you know, we know their strengths, we know their weaknesses, and I'm sure it's vice versa. So I think it's really going to be who's the best on that day. I mean, they're a great team. We won't take anything away from them, but it's been really nice being able to play them. I mean, we played them in the Cyprus Cup as well. So we lost there, but then we won the one in Hamilton. So it'll be a really good match, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So, Kaylin, you recently told Hello Canada magazine how important music is to you and all that you do. I got to ask, though, like, what song was playing in the locker room after the big win last night?
I forget what it was. We had a couple mixes in, but definitely some Justin Bieber, the Where Are You Now song. I love it. But, yeah, I mean, we have Robin Gale on our team that does, like, all of our locker room mixes. So everyone gets to put a say in, and Some get left out because they're not the best, but we tend to put everyone on the list for the playroom.
Kaylin Kyle with us from the Canadian women's soccer team as they get ready to play England at the World Cup. Kaylin, you've been around this team for quite a few years, even though you're very young. It's got to be incredibly rewarding to you to see how far women's soccer has come in this country. And a lot of it is a result of hosting the World Cup, goes without saying, but that's got to be something really satisfying and rewarding for you girls that have been with the team for several years.
I mean, it's amazing. When I first came in, there, you know, we get fans here and there. People didn't know about us. I mean, anytime you're in Canada and you're out for dinner or whatever, it's hockey on, it's CFL on, it's people talking about the Olympic and the men's team. So I think for us, it's pretty exciting. You know, you go out in public and people are talking about women's soccer, and I mean, that's remarkable. And to be a woman athlete, and, you know, to be a role model for young, not only girls, but boys and parents, I think it's pretty special. I mean, I'm only 26, but I feel like a vet on the team. You know, I have a lot of games under my belt now, and I think it's just awesome. So if we can, you know, inspire someone to, you know, lace up their soccer cleats and get out there and have fun with friends and family, I mean, we've done our job. And that's really what it comes down to. We do it because we love it, and it's not really about a paycheck. So it's been pretty rewarding.
You guys got to be pretty comfortable over in Vancouver at BC Place. You did a lot of your training in the lead-up to the World Cup there, and the quarterfinal match against England will be there on Saturday as well. Is it just a little bit nicer to have that kind of comfort level in the stadium you're playing in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, being at, we call it our second home for a lot of us that aren't from here. I mean, we train out here, our residency's out here. We know the stadium, we know the city. I know we have our local coffee spot. So for us, it does feel like home. And I mean, any of the games you play in, it's a home field advantage. The fans have been absolutely amazing these games and remarkable. I mean, last night at BC Place, it was filled with red and everyone's loud. So if we can continue that, to have that fan support, it just really helps us, you know, when you get to the 80th minute and you're dead tired and, you know, you look around you and all you see is red and all your Canadian fans and your families in the crowd. It just gives you that little extra that you can go, and it's been awesome.
Well, Kaylin, congratulations on such a terrific personal milestone, and the country is definitely backing you, not just in Vancouver, but we're all watching with great interest, and congratulations so far, and here's hoping for a few more games to come.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.